Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Oh, come on, clap your hands. Appreciate. No, some of you, your singing is not very good. So you should clap louder. Beautiful. You should clap louder. Well, I think that I want you to stay standing because we are moving. You know, Arise is like a domestic flight. So here, there's no waste of time. But this morning, I'm happy to announce to you that today is a special service. How many of you know that today is a special service? Today is a special service because today, this week and the week before, we've tried to go out to bring people into the house of God. But I didn't know that it was going to be special in another way. Which is that for the very first time ever in the Arise service. I said, for the very first time ever in the Arise service, we have the privilege of hosting Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Oh, yes. You know, when you have somebody who, when I hear of a pastor that people buy a ticket for, to go and preach for 2 days, it's a type of pastor that I look at in amazement. God, why would somebody buy a ticket for 2 days? Pay hotel, this, that, that. It means that pastor, there's something. Hallelujah. And I'm saying that today in Arise service, we are privileged to have him here. There are many cathedrals in Accra that will be happy to receive him. You know, even this week I've seen his picture on some flyers. But I'm happy to announce that this morning, we have the privilege of receiving him. So Arise service, I don't know your level of excitement. I don't know, I'm not sure. But this morning, if you're as excited as I am to have an anointed vessel in our midst, and I want to tell you that when he comes, whatever he says, is God talking to you this morning? I said, it is God talking to you this morning. So this morning with Jesus' joy, I want you to clap your hands as a sign of your excitement. You can jump around, you can shout. Join me and let's welcome to this pulpit, the Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Come on, make some noise this morning. Thank you.
such a wonderful man. He called us to be his friends, to commune with him, to partake of his bread. So we will love him, we will love him, we will love him, we will love him. Mesirato, Mesirano, Namastro, Shondo.
Your hands. Clap, 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 clap your hands. This morning, I am very, very happy to be here in Arise service. And it is amazing the many things God is doing in this cathedral. And today I'm very happy to see what God is using Bishop Kobe to do. And this is a very, very, it's new. What I'm looking at is new. I mean, over 90% of you, if I meet you in a trotro, I will not pay for you because I'm not even aware that you are even a Christian, let alone be a church member. But we are also here doing our best. And I want us to clap our hands and appreciate Bishop Kobe for this work, the service, your pastor. And I will tell you that we have a couple of services here. A couple of services. We have one, we had one last night here. We are going to have one after you leave. We have online services and so on. But this service, Thursday, there's a service here. This service is a very, very special service. I tell you. Because all the other services are limited to only English language. They are only English only. And in Ghana here, not everybody speaks English. You know, most Ghanaians speak Cree. From the north into the sea, even the fishes speak Cree. So if we have an English Cree service, it means this is the service that we must have a lot of people coming here. Yes, a lot. When they come, they are comfortable because it's English and Cree. So I really want to thank God for the vision we've had all these years. Reverend Ben Fiafo has been down there all these years, building the same service down there. Many years. Let's appreciate him also. And we've come up here. But I want us to know that God is going to do major and great things in our lives. How many of you are here today for the first time? Today is your, can you give me a wave? Wow, clap your hands for them. Oh, then let's clap for the area fellowship leaders. Let's appreciate the pastors. Let's appreciate the Basenta leaders and all the pastors who have brought this crowd to the church. Today, I want you to bow down your head. I want to pray. Father, we ask that you speak to us today. and let your beautiful spirit come upon us. Let your glory come upon us. Let your beauty come upon us. Let the nice smell on you come upon us and cause us to experience a blessing today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may please be seated. Today, I want to preach to you from a title that is a question. Eyasembisa. Yes. Yebisa asem. Nasa asembisa. Bring to me Yanua. Yes. When to me a ye sas and be say anua. Obey hot. Yes. And the question is, who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? It's amazing how we spend years studying subjects in school that we will not even do anything with. I learned in school how to cut a frog, dissection of a frog. I still don't understand what we were doing there. Frog. Some of you have learned about Mansa Musa. I mean, how Mansa Musa is relevant to your life, I don't know. Some of you are key local boys. You have gone to school to go and learn from about the fish in Antarctica. I don't understand. But we are happy. We happily learn and try to understand things that don't really, really, really affect our lives and change our lives. Some of you, as you are sitting here, you have not finished passing your maths, core maths. You owe core maths. I don't want to ask how many of you owe core maths. Some of you were going to school and you were tired, so you stopped. I mean, I think, what? I didn't. You went to look for some shoe shine box and started work, or some trowel and you became a mason. There are many things. I've seen people who try to put their nose into things that don't concern them. I mean, how does Lionel Messi's salary affect you? As you are sitting here, even without an offering, how does Messi, where is he, in America or Spain or where? It's America. How does his salary, the car he's driving, how does his salary affect you? How does Ronaldo in Saudi Arabia, how does his life, who his wife is, and when he's having his wedding, when he's going on holiday, I mean, how does it affect you? But we spend time, we follow, we are interested deep, and we are chasing into things, we are looking into, I mean, How, apart from writing exams, how does the number of ministers in Ghana affect your life? The deputy minister for moon and stars. I mean, it's going to change soon. but we are interested. Some of you, as you are sitting here, you are texting your friend to find out today's EPL, which matches are coming up in the afternoon. What are the odds? So that you can use your Aviator app on your phone to place a bet. Something that by the end of today, you would have lost money. Yes, I am predicting that by 6 p.m. today, you have nothing. You'd rather be less. Ladies and gentlemen, it's really wonderful. We spend time, we spend money, we spend our energy to look into things and try to understand things that are totally useless. When the most important question for your life is lying there unanswered. The most important question that can change your life, that can change your marriage, that can change your profession, that can change your destiny, that can bring you healing, that can restore your soul, that can give you a sound mind, that can give you a future. That question rather is lying there. And you are interested in who is the manager of Portsmouth Football Club. Today, I'm telling you, the Lord is just telling me, there's a guy, this is about your sixth month, you are in a relationship with a lady. You are sitting here, you are looking at me. You are in a relationship with a lady. This is your 6th month. And you are already investing and spending money in a relationship you are building. And 2 years from today, this relationship will not exist. It's one of the most useless pursuits of your life. And it's because you have not bothered. You see, there is always a first question you must ask before you ask about who Ivy is, who Mamie Fia is, and who Bra Kwamina is. Like some exams, when you are writing some exams, there's question one. And you are advised to answer question one because sometimes the answers to question two and three can be derived from question one. If you can answer the question, who is Jesus? A lot of other questions in your life will be answered. Questions like, how is my future going to be like? How is my life going to be like? How is my marriage going to be like? What life will I be living in the future? All the questions in your life, including where will I spend eternity? All of them are in question one. Today we are answering question one. Who is Jesus? Who is he? Who is Jesus? Number one. From Matthew chapter 16 and verse 13, we know that Jesus was the Son of Man. Jesus was the Son of Man. My dear friend, listen very carefully. Jesus Christ was the Son of Man. It should mean a lot to you. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea, he asked his disciples, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? It is a very important revelation for you to know that Jesus was the Son of Man. See, because why is this important? Because you are also a Son of Man. Which means that all the problems and all the issues of your life you have right now, Jesus is also aware of them. There is nothing you are going through right now as a son of Mr. Adams, a son of Mr. Obini, that Jesus doesn't know about. Yes. Sometimes we walk with people who don't really know our lives. Some of you are walking with area boys whose uncles are in Germany, whose sisters are in town with money. Very soon, if they fail their exams, they are going to be given a job. But you and I, we don't have anything on. Yes, we are here in OEB. There's no backbone. There's no backup. Sometimes we work with people who don't understand us and who don't know where we are coming from. But thank God that Jesus is the Son of Man, was the Son of Man. And whatever your situation is, he knows it. And soon, I'm going to show you why it is important to have him in your life. Somebody who is the Son of Man. Number two, who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? He is the Son of God. He's a son of God. Yes. He's a son of God. Turn your Bibles and let us read a very important verse. I want to show you. John, 1 John, chapter 5. Verse 20. And we know that the Son of God is come. We know it. And he has given us an understanding that we may know him. That is true. And we are in him. That is true. Even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You see, as the Son of God, are you aware that the son of a cow is a cow? The son of a snake. If a snake gives birth, it's a snake. Hardly, I've not seen, maybe in Nigerian movies, but I've not seen a snake giving birth to a crab or a fish or kumawood. But normally, a snake will give birth to a snake. Even a snake will not give birth to a lizard. So the Son of God is God. Is God. Why? Why is it important? Because that should show you that the Son of God has power. Oh, I don't know whether I should continue the preaching or I should stop it. The Son of God is God. He is the one who has the power to keep the Son where it is. He first of all made the Son. He is the one who can change a seed, a corn seed, then that white seed can, through some magic, become a green tree with a lot of that one corn hanging on it. Like 200 of that one corn. I mean, that's a magician. That's a magician. The Son of God is the one who is able to take 5 loaves and magically, I don't know whether he's Professor Hindu or whatever, magically feed 5,000 people with just 5 loaves. Tea bread, 5. Even here, tea bread, 5. Even 5 tea bread, front row alone, they will clear it. These people sitting here, front row alone, they will clear it. 1 to 1. That's it. So the rest of you can go home with your hunger, but not Jesus. He was able to multiply 5 loaves of bread. He will take care of you. I said he will take care of you. I said he will take care of you. I said he will take care of you. Today, I want to tell you something. The reason why Jesus is special, that everybody must know him, is that he is the Son of Man. And he's also the Son of God. You see, a lot of people who are great in life cannot feel what you feel at your level. They are human beings. When they have power, power that gives them, like in some countries I've gone to, power that gives them free cars, free petrol. They don't feel the price of petrol. Whether the price is going down, or they don't even know how much it costs. Free accommodation. Free security. Policeman who should be standing at the barrier is with her. Even though they have all the free things, when you are in your house in the night sweating and the light goes off, they don't even feel that the light is off, because in their house, if the light goes off, there's a machine that turns on the generator automatically. So they don't even feel that there's a problem.
It's just a split second. They don't feel what we feel.
Not everyone who has greatness is able to feel what somebody who has nothing can feel. Most people who are great up there don't feel what you are feeling. They will speak like politicians. They will speak languages and say things that make you feel that they understand you. But when they turn away, even the road, you see, the road you are driving on, when they must go somewhere, they will use a helicopter. When you are in traffic, how many of you have been in traffic Monday morning or Thursday morning? Thick traffic. Then in the trotro with sweating. Then you hear, and then they come and pass with popping motorcycle, this type of cars with blue light, red light, strobe lights, moving up and down. Has anybody experienced it before? Like you were in a trotro, or you were in a taxi, or even your own car, your own Mercedes Benz, your own Benz in trotro, but you couldn't move. In fact, you tried it and the policeman warned you, but as you are there, they just come and pass. Has anybody seen it before? They don't understand how it is like to be in traffic. But there is a God who also has a Moto Guzzi and has cars and can move anywhere. But he still understands how people feel in trotro. And he's kind and caring enough to care for you in the trotro. I'm saying that not everybody who is great can feel the problems of people who are small. To have one man who can relate with heaven and can relate with you as well. That is a very special thing. Who has the healing power of heaven and can use that healing power? Most people who have got the money power of heaven will not use the money power to make the road. We are going to start rainy season. Some of you will not be able to come to church on Sunday morning if it rains on Sunday at dawn.
You are stuck.
You are stuck.
A river develops.
Many of you can't. Not everybody who has access, I'm preaching on. Not everybody who has access to power is ready to use that power to help you. Not everybody. Not everybody who has access to electricity will use that power to help your doomsaw in your house. But there is a Jesus. All the access he has to healing, he will bring it into your life. The access he has to a great future for your life, whatever he has, he gives it to you. He gives it to you. One day, we were at home. We were young. I must have been like 18, 19 years. And I'm the firstborn. So the one after me was 17. A girl after me, 15 or 14. We were there. I've forgotten the real story. But it happened that we went, and we were very hungry. Hey, Charlie. We were very hungry. We were very hungry. Our mother had traveled somewhere. Our father was dead. Hey. You have no idea what we have been through. There was no mother in the house. Something happened in the house. I'd forgotten what it was, but we happened to... I don't know what took us to our sister's room.
Your own sister.
Our own sister. Me, brother, there's a girl. Then there's two brothers after. We're looking for something or something, I don't know. Then we went to our sister's room. Under her bed. Hey. Not in the, as she was in her room. She's cooking rice.
Hey.
There is stew in the room.
Hey.
Ha.
Your own sister.
She's cooking rice.
Hey.
She's eating sophisticated meals.
Hey.
And the last but one day, he had to go and work at a Nikanika. To get some condo to pray for us. And my second one, he was weeding somebody's garden to get some... I'm not joking. I had a friend. He was even at my daughter's wedding recently. He was a rich guy. So I'll go to his house, we eat and all kinds of things. Yeah, I'll come home. As we were there, I'm saying that not everybody who has something is ready to release it for you to benefit from it. We couldn't believe that as we're all in the house, this girl has got rice. Eating rice and stew. As soon as I saw it, I remember Jesus. But as for Jesus, whatever rice he has, whatever bread he had, whatever meat he had, he was able to share it to the whole world. Whatever healing power, whatever he can do to make your life better. That is why Jesus is an important person for you.
Amen.
He has access to the things you need and he will give it to you.
Amen.
Not everybody who has access to the things you need. Some of you sitting here, you need peace of mind. Some of you boys here, you need to even take decisions about your life. But you don't have the light. The light to shine on your path. But Jesus said, I am the light. That's Jesus. He said, I am the light. And you know what he did? I would have even thought that he would give all of us some light. Like us is the light. And since he's a kind Jesus, he will give you, get your light. Say, get your light. Everybody, get your light. Say, this is your light. My sister, use your light. Everybody, have your light. No, he didn't give us light. He actually made us into light. Wow. He changed you yourself. I mean, as he is light, he said, I am the light. Then he said, you also are the light of the world. Matthew 5 and verse 14. I am the light. I have not everybody who is the light will make you also light. This morning, you are hearing something very wonderful. The Bible says that in all areas of life, he was touched with the things that touch us. There's no problem you are going to face next week that Jesus can't give you the answer. He is the answer for the world today. Anybody who throws away Jesus will have himself to blame. Listen to me again. The answers to the questions of your life. What do I do in the future? How will my life be like? When I die, where will I go? What type of future do I have? How can I be healed? How can I find my way around life? What do I do with my body? What do I do with my future? All the questions of your life. Jesus, that one man, is the answer. Why? Because he is both the Son of Man, a human being called Joseph and Mary, and also the Son of God called Jehovah. He has both. Whatever, you see, he takes from here and he brings it down. I pray that today you will walk out of here with Jesus in your life. Amen. It's my prayer for you. And finally, who is Jesus? I've told you he's the Son of Man. Son of Man means that he knows how you feel. When you have a broken heart. Oh. Yes. You can have a sister who will not understand your broken heart. Because she, her husband is massaging her. Her husband has bought color for her to color her hair. Her husband has bought a car for her. In fact, her husband has built a house that she's staying in. She doesn't understand broken hearts. But Jesus, Judas broke his heart. Peter broke his heart. He knows how having a broken heart feels. And he has the power of God to heal your broken heart. He takes from here and he connects you. Not everybody who has access to the power here is ready to bring it down to you. And in John 14, verses, he said, I am the way. Kayakata bayada. I am the truth. I am the life. Who is Jesus? Who is he? He is the way to your future. If you don't have him, it means you are lost. It's like being in a strange country like Mali or Gambia. You are in Gambia. And you don't know the way to a shop. And somebody can show you, and you don't talk to that person. All of us are walking on ways. You may not know. This man with his nice hair and beard, He's looking for a way to raise her his children. The way to raise your children is Jesus. He didn't say, no, you don't understand. He didn't say, I have the way. He said, I am the way. I am. To get to where you must get to, you must have him. He has nothing to give you. He is. You want to find your way to a man to marry you? Jesus is the way. To a good husband. If you put Jesus away, you are going to marry a man with a lot of money.
Yes.
But your marriage will not last for 8 months. You'll be sharing. You don't need Jesus to marry a man to get a husband. You don't need him. Most people who have married don't have Jesus. That's why most people who are married don't have the right marriage they're having.
That's right.
I'm the way.
Beautiful teacher.
You have come to a church service. A pastor is preaching. Instead of concentrating on him, you are looking around to see the girl with the biggest breast, the girl with the tie. You are looking for a wife to marry. You see, your problem is that you are using your own way to find a wife.
Yeah.
But if you have Jesus, he himself, he Jesus, will take you to Jennifer. And the wife he has for you may not have the big, big things you are looking for, but it's the perfect match for your life. The way. I don't know. Young man, you are too young not to have Jesus. You are too young not to have Jesus. He is the way. I would prefer that you don't waste 10 years of your life, 20 years of your life, before you find the right way. It's good that if you are in OEB and you intend to go to Nyangbala, you start the road, the journey on the right road. Don't drive your car for 18 hours to discover that you are rather going towards Sierra Leone. When you are going to the north of Ghana, I would prefer that when you start with the right way. And many of you are now starting the right life. And you are starting your life. And I pray that you don't wait till you are 40 years. When life has stolen fuel from you, your car tire, your spare tire is poured. I mean, from here to Sierra Leone, before you realize that you are far away.
Breakdowns
and break ups. A lot of people in their 50s find Jesus. But at what price? A day will come, you are a 50-year-old lady, you have come to Jesus, you are the church mother, you are wearing your scarf with your two children who have got four fathers. Because you don't even know at age 50 who the real father of your second born is. Why? Why would you want to? And I'm telling you that I know a woman who has three children with four fathers. And last 2 years, I was preaching and somebody said, Bishop, where do you get these things you say from? I said, oh, I feel they exist. And he said to me, a brother in this church, he said, I know a woman who has four children and five men are fighting for the four children. He knows the woman.
Wow.
Why? Why? Then when you finish all this, then you are now born again. I would prefer, young man, start now. The right road to Nankwala. It's just go here and money here and go up and go down to Nsawam and you are moving. You have no business going towards Mankesi.
No,
you are going to Cote d'Ivoire.
No business.
He's the way.
He's the way.
He's the truth.
Thank
The truth is that without Jesus, you are living a lie. It's a lie. Anything you are doing that is not what Jesus wants you to do, it's a lie. It's a lie to have a nice bag, nice hair, and who give you the money? Somebody's husband. You are living a lie. Soon that life will be. But Jesus, if he is with you, he will teach you holiness, righteousness, purity. He's the way, the truth.
Thank you.
And the life as well. The life. Anybody who doesn't have Jesus, look, whether he's the richest man in the world, whatever life you have is not life. The only life we have on earth is Jesus. If you don't have Jesus, we must find another word for what you are doing. With all your money and your aeroplanes and your yachts and your girls and your men and your houses and all the things. We need to find, your pastor went to a good school. He will find a word for that. But it is not life. If you have Jesus and you live in one room with one chaliwate, with one shed, that is life. That's life. And today, I came to tell you that Jesus is worth becoming the master of your life. The Bible says in Jeremiah 23 that the way of a man is not in himself. It is not in a man that walketh to direct his own steps. Class 5 boy, class 4 girl, GHS 1 boy, you need Jesus. Without him, you are wasting your education. He is the only one who can make sense of your life. When the Bible says he's the life, it means even if you don't go to school, you will still have the life.
Beautiful.
Even if you are ugly, you will have the life. Have you not seen that the women who are wearing wedding rings are not the prettiest girls in town? The nicest girls are the slave queens who cannot settle down with a man. Because you don't need beauty to marry a man. You need the blessing and the favor and the help of God.
Yes.
Today, I want to say to you that God wants to help you. Young man, stand to your feet, everyone. God wants to help you. You are not in church today by accident. He brought you here to introduce Jesus to you. God brought you here to introduce Jesus to you. Oh, and I pray that you will not turn him away. I pray that you will not throw him away. I pray that you will not reject him. Don't reject him. Don't reject him. Open your arms and embrace Jesus. As every head is bowed and as every eye is closed, if you are here today, you want to say, Pastor, I want this man, Jesus, who is the Son of Man. He's also the Son of God. And he is the way. He is the truth. And he is the life. I want this man. If I have him, I have everything. If I have Jesus, I have everything. If you are here and you want this Jesus in your life, you want to receive him, want him to be in your life as your Lord, as your Savior, I want you to lift up your right hand now. Yes. I see your hand. Lift it high above your head. Yes. Maunsa, Maunsa, Kosro. You want this Jesus, who is the Son of Man, the Son of God, the way, the truth, the one who gives you the real life. Lift your hand high. If you are here today and you want this Jesus, lift your hand high. And if your hand is up, if you have lifted your hand, I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to say a prayer for you. But I need you to come to the front here. Come. With your hand up. Meet me here. Come. Come. Clap your hands for them as they are coming. Don't call anybody forward. anybody coming here should come on his own. Come to Jesus. Listen. The part I like is that he is the truth.
Oh, come on.
I like it.
Come on.
Because there are so many lies around. The girl you are looking at is a lie.
Oh.
Satan is deceiving you with drugs.
Yeah.
With betting.
Not
if you don't have Jesus, you are open to any useless thing. Something as useless as betting becomes a great life for you. See, one of Satan's names is that he's a deceiver. A deceiver makes you see things differently. Yeah. He can present feces to you and tell you it is jollof rice. And you'll be eating the feces. And as you are eating it, you are smiling. And you are laughing at the one who is not eating feces, that he's a fool. Deep deception. There's a brother standing there. I'm waiting for you. There's a brother standing there. You are not born again. You see, a day will come. You will have yourself to blame. You blame yourself. A day will come. I want us to close our eyes. And I'm giving you the last chance because our time is up already. If you want this Jesus to rule over your life and be in your life and help you, I want you, wherever you are standing, leave the place and come now. Come to the front and join us. Don't look at your friend. Don't look at your friend. There are many things that we do without our friends. There were two thieves on the cross. One went to paradise and one went to hell. There is a time you must take your own decision. It's not every day. I have friends. But there are certain times in life, certain moments in life, you are a fool to be thinking about your friend. Leave them behind. If you are there and you want to come here, I'm giving you one last opportunity. You can choose Jesus. Or reject Jesus and choose your friend. It's your decision. But if you are standing there and you want to come to the front, come now. I'm waiting for you. Come now. Yes, come now. I'm waiting for you. Clap your hands for her. Come now. I'm waiting for you. If your friend doesn't want to come and you also join him, it means you are a fool. You are actually a fool. Especially when you feel like coming. And because your friend is not coming, you are not coming to Jesus. Ah, I don't know how your mind is working. Who told you that we have the same destiny? Don't join yourself to something that is accursed. Today, God is separating you from a life. Today, God is separating you from an evil, from a curse. He is bringing you into a blessing. If you want this Jesus, I'm waiting for you right now. There is somebody standing there. Today is your day. I'm waiting for you. Come here right now. I'm waiting for you. I'm counting five. One, two. Yes, clap your hands for him. Three, four, five. Come. Lift your hands, everyone. I want you to pray.
Oh, yes.
Say this after me. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Today. I surrender my life to you.
I surrender my life to you.
I realize I am a sinner. Everybody, close your eyes and lift your two hands up and say this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Today.
I realize.
I don't have Jesus.
The
Son of Man.
The Son of Man.
Who feels what I feel?
Who feels what I feel?
The Son of God.
The Son of God.
Who has the power to change my life?
Who has the power to change my life?
I realize I don't have Him.
I realize I don't have.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Today.
Today.
Give me Jesus.
Give me Jesus.
I confess Jesus.
I confess Jesus
as my master.
As my master.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
As my Savior.
As my Savior.
Oh God.
Oh God.
I also am very dirty.
I'm also very dirty.
I have done many bad things.
I've done many bad things.
Many, many bad things.
Many, many bad things.
My soul is very dirty.
My soul is very dirty.
I ask you, Lord.
I ask you, Lord.
Please have mercy on me.
Please have mercy.
And wash my soul.
And wash my soul.
With the blood of Jesus.
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 Make me clean.
Make me clean.
Make me pure.
Make me pure.
And make me right with you.
Make me right with you.
Today.
Today.
I receive you.
I receive you.
I declare.
I declare.
I will follow you.
I will follow you.
I've turned my back to the world.
I've turned my back to the world.
I've turned my back to sin.
I've turned my back to sin.
I've turned my back to my friends.
I've turned my back to my friends.
My wicked friends.
My wicked friends.
They will not destroy me.
They will not destroy
me. I found Jesus.
I found Jesus.
I'm following Jesus.
I'm following Jesus.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
I will walk with Jesus.
I will walk with Jesus.
This is my church.
This is my church.
Say, this is my church.
This is my church.
I will stay in church.
I will stay in church.
I will love Jesus.
I will love Jesus.
I'll read my Bible.
I will read my Bible.
I'll be established.
I will be established.
I will grow.
I will grow.
And be great.
And be great.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
For a new life.
For a new life.
A new life.
A new life.
A beautiful life.
A beautiful life.
I will never be the same.
I will never be the same.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Wow. Clap your hands.
What a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You will never be the same again. Anybody who knew you before, when they see you in a year's time, a year from now, they wonder, how did you change? What happened to you? Some of you are going to be singers in the church. Yes. Some of you are going to be dancing stars in the church. Some of you are going to be pastors. Some of you are going to be church workers, ushers. Yes, because this is where God has chosen to give birth to you and to change your life. And I'm telling you today that I'm going to ask the pastors, you are spiritual babies. Some of you are both physical babies wearing chains and spiritual babies. You need somebody who has sense. Some of you stand, you don't have sense. Your mind, your brain is like granite. You need a grown-up pastor to guide you. To tell you that you can't work with these friends. We'll give you new friends. Use the Bible to teach you. Ah, I see weddings. I don't know why I'm seeing weddings from this group.
Professor.
And can you believe it that the bishop of this church service is the one going to receive you? I've not seen somebody.
Hey.
Normally it's junior apprentice pastors who receive converts. But today, madam, come. This is the pastor of the church. I'm not the pastor. He's a bishop. He oversees churches. As you see him there. And he's the one going to receive you. In fact, let's go. Let's go.
Come
let's
on. Go. Hallelujah.
Go. Wow.
Wow. What a blessing.
The bishop is the one receiving the converts. Ah, then they will never be the same again.
Amen.
I don't like the way you are not clapping.
Oh.
Clap your hands well. Let it be louder. We are closing now. Keep clapping. Don't stop clapping. And I want to say a very, very big God bless you to all the leaders and the pastors who brought these souls. How many of you here got involved in the bringing of these souls. Let me see your hand. You brought somebody. God bless you, mommy. God bless you. Let me see your hand. God bless you. 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 You know what I'll tell you? You've done a great work. Don't let it end here. Visit them. This evening, spend 1 hour in your house praying for them, the people you brought.
Oh, yes.
And make sure that through you, they are established. Mm. Let me tell you, people will know Jesus Christ only to, people don't just get to know Jesus. It is through your work that somebody will know the Lord. I'll say again, it is through your work that somebody will know the Lord. People don't just know. Turn your, give us 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 1. New Living Translation. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 1. Yes, look at it. Everybody read. Everybody, look at it. Am I not as free as anyone else? Am I not an apostle? This is Paul. Haven't I seen Jesus our Lord with my own eyes? And the last question is, isn't it because of my work that you belong to the Lord?
Oh, hallelujah. My work.
Isn't it because of my work? For someone to belong to the Lord, someone has to work. And I'm saying that your work has not ended. If you were employed to work from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., you can't leave the office at 1 p.m.
No.
Think that you are. This is just 12 noon. There's a few more hours of work to do. Follow them up. Share the word with them. Pray with them. Pray for them, bring them to church, and make sure that you have given God a gift of these souls established in the church. And see what God will do for you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Take out your communion. We are closing quickly. Jesus told us to do this in remembrance of him. This morning we are remembering Jesus. Lift up your communion if you have your communion. Only three of you have communion. You need to have communion. You must have your communion when you come to church. I'm sure somebody outside there even sells it one for one Ghana or something. You must have it. Lift your communion and say after me, this is the body of Christ.
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 As I eat it.
As I eat it.
I'm becoming one with him.
I'm becoming one with him.
I remember his sacrifice.
I remember his sacrifice.
And I will live for him.
And I will live for him.
The body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
Let's eat it. This is his blood.
Oh, yes.
He said we should do this in remembrance of him.
Yes.
As you drink this,
Jesus.
May this blood bring healing to you.
Amen.
May this blood make you a solid believer.
Amen.
Loving him.
Amen.
Knowing him.
Oh, yes.
Giving him your best.
Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Drink it. And lift your hands.
Oh, Jesus.
Father, we pray.
Oh, yes.
That we will walk with you.
Ah, Jesus.
Ah. Let no evil take us away from you.
Amen.
Make us,
oh yes,
your friends.
Amen.
Your sons.
Amen.
This life we are living in Christ,
Jesus.
Let it be a life that is beautiful.
Amen.
That will tell the world that you are with us.
Yes.
Let your power flow through
Jesus.
Us. Let your wisdom work with us.
Amen.
Let your hand rest on us.
Oh yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
You may be seated.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenere Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. We'll be right back.